This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He is vouched for and a friend of Scott Presler. That does it. None of the other stuff. It could be congressional. I don't want to kid too much about that. But Scott Presler, all the time, talks about you, just the way he says, slippery rock.
We are perfectly situated there at the crossroads of I-80 and I-79 in western Pennsylvania, about an hour from downtown Pittsburgh, an hour from downtown Erie. So really well situated geographically as far as our ability to grow and to prosper is concerned.
Now, Mayor, you were in the front row along with Sean Parnell, who's been on the show when this happened. And we've read some of the stuff you've said in some of the interviews. You shielded your wife. Tell us what you were thinking that day as it all developed. I'm talking about after we knew the president was essentially safe. And then we'll talk about this upcoming event where Trump is coming back to the very same farm show.
Yeah. So, gosh, where can I start? You know, I think my day started much like everybody else's day who was going to attend the Trump rally in Butler on July 13th. It was with a smile. It was with elation. I was reminiscing with many of my friends about the October 31st, 2020 rally where President Trump came to visit. I was given an opportunity then to lead that rally. And by the way, that was one of the largest rallies that he ever held since he began this great experiment. And that was in Butler County. So I was honored a second time when the campaign asked me to come and join them at the Butler Farm Show on July 13th. So I was so excited. My family, you know, my wife, my in-laws, my mother, my sister included, were going with me to come and experience the day and hear from President Trump. We've adored President Trump since he came down the golden escalator years ago. And Butler County is very much a blood red Trump country. So this was a great big day for us. We were honored that he would come to visit us again. Unfortunately, you know that, you know, tragedy struck when this lunatic decided to do violence against Donald Trump and against the rally attendees. And, you know, it's really a mix of feelings here, sir. Part of me is relieved that my family is okay and healthy, you know, especially my pregnant wife. We had just found out she was expecting a few weeks prior to the rally. You know, so I think we were probably going into this rally with a lot of hope and inspiration for what the future might hold for us as a family and for our child, who, you know, we certainly are concerned about in terms of how they're going to get along in this world. Really hoping for a Trump presidency to help bring us out of a lot of the darkness that we've seen over the last 4 years under a Biden-Harris administration. I did my speech. My wife and I went backstage to chat with the president right before he took the stage. It was about 15, 20 minutes before the shots rang out. I was one of the last ones to have met him. And I have to say, too, such a gracious man, kind, soft-spoken. And I was honored, too, that he would compliment me on my remarks on stage. And I just thought, how crazy is that? Was he really listening to me? Then I came. He said, great job, Mayor. I listened to every word is what he said. And, you know, he said, keep that up. And then he asked me, you know, how's it looking out there, Mayor? What's it like on the ground? What are you hearing? I said, Mr. President, Butler County is working very hard for you, sir. We are going to help deliver Pennsylvania to you and take you back to the White House. He said, I think we're going to do it, Mayor. I said, I really hope so, Mr. President. He said, well, keep up the good work, please. Go on and get out there, and I'll see you out there. When I got back to my seat, I happened to open up my phone, and I saw a picture of them all watching the pre-program of the rally on Trump Force One on their way in. And I said to my wife, I said, you know, he wasn't full of baloney. He really did watch and listen to my remarks. And so I was honored. He complimented me a second time when he came out on stage. My wife just so happened to catch a video of him catching me in the crowd. Of course, I was there in the front row, nearest where he would enter the stage. And he points at me and points at the podium and says, great job. So again, I just want to paint this picture for you because it's all smiles. The energy was electric. We were just having a great time.
I hear you, Mayor. So I wanted to ask you now the aftermath of this, where you are, and you personally, public figure, military guy, what's your sense? I've been holding the line and saying this is just massive incompetency. Haven't seen if you've taken a – is it that or something even worse?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can tell you just from what I, you know, noticed on the ground, sitting there, and keep in mind, too, I spent a considerable amount of time backstage getting prepared to speak and then meeting with the president. So I didn't get a real great chance to observe everything outside the venue. So I saw a couple of things. First of all, I have to give credit to the local law enforcement officers and the Secret Service agents who were inside the venue with us because they conducted themselves with honor and with courage. That whole day, they were concerned about our safety. They were handing out water to us because it was 90 degrees and humid. And I saw them spring into action whenever the shots rang out. So that's what I observed there. Now, after the fact, looking at all of this and hearing a great many number of people, especially the Biden-Harris administration and the United States Secret Service and even the FBI, in pointing fingers and saying that the local police departments who were adding to the security for the event are somehow the sole proprietors of this tragedy and of the failure, that really upsets me, sir. Really upsets
me. Absolutely.
You know as well as I do that for an event like this, when somebody like the United States Secret Service or the FBI or Department of Homeland Security is involved, local law enforcement agencies defer to and depend on direction from these higher agencies who have the capability and the wherewithal to manage a great many number of people and make sure that everybody is safe and sound. In my opinion, and I think in the opinion of most Americans, the Biden-Harris administration, the United States Secret Service, failed in their responsibility to not only President Trump and his campaign, but to us, the American people, in not just not fulfilling their duty, but deliberately, it seems almost, that they sabotage the ability for security to be what it should have been for an event like this. I understand that multiple requests were made by the Trump campaign for additional security. Mm-hmm. Those were denied. You know, they had sniper teams on their own that they did not deploy in the manner that I saw in 2020 whenever they had come to Butler County. And I understand now, too, that they totally skipped out on any kind of briefing.
Yes.
Or
right.
communications with our local and state police departments. And how dare they then, knowing those things, point fingers at those of us on the ground here?
We're talking with Mayor J.D. Longo, mayor of Slippery Rock. Parting area for you, Mayor. Coming up now, President Trump coming back, which I certainly endorse, and I'm sure you do. And the next rally there will be in honor, sadly, of the one person who was killed that day. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, first of all, I got to say it is quite an honor, you know, and how great it is that President Trump would come back to show his support and his care for Corey and for his family, who are undoubtedly just devastated by this. But, you know, past that, too, it is a testament to President Trump's love and care for us in Butler County. His visit is very much going to be a part of our healing process and elevating the name of Butler County out of the dirt and the mud and the ugliness of July 13th. And more than that, it's a testament to his strength and his fortitude and to the reasons why he's our champion and deserves to be our leader once again as president of the United States and commander of the armed forces, leader of the free world even. You know, we saw some of that strength and fortitude on stage there whenever he stood up in triumphant defiance and raised his fist in the air to let everybody know that he was okay. And he said the words, fight, fight, fight. That was a reprieve for us on the ground, for those of us who were there. It gave us a little bit of good in a really awful time. But this second visit now is going to be an even bigger reprieve for us. And it proves that he is dedicated to us, the people in Butler County, where we have adored the president, again, since he came down the golden escalator.
Absolutely. Mayor, it's such a bad circumstance, but the silver lining. We've heard about you from Scott Presler. Great to talk with you. And again, right before the event, we'd like to get you back on and talk about it. Mayor J.D. Longo, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.